This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, and it is time for our daily ramble. You know, it's Super Bowl weekend, Allison.
Really?
Were you aware?
Really?
The hype that began in April concludes this weekend, and so for today's ramble. It's a theme. Two of my favorite things, booze and sports.
Let's do it. All right, I'm up first. I'll start with the booze. How about that?
Sounds good.
This is a fascinating story about supply and demand and the Super Bowl. If you were looking to buy some of the very fancy champagne Cristal, which goes for about $350 a bottle.
Don't I know it.
In the state of Arizona, apparently, you're just out of luck. There's no Cristal in the state of Arizona.
That's good to know for those of you traveling there.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
That is because Sean P. Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, bought up every bottle of the pricey bubbly in the state for a big pre-Super Bowl party. Can you imagine being the assistants dispatched to do this? They literally had to go by every bottle. Wine hoarders in the area are not so happy about it. They've called it hoarding of Cristal.
I would call it good for the economy.
Well, one distributor told the New York Post, quote, Cristal is hard to get anyway, but with a Super Bowl in town, it's impossible.
Those classy football fans?
Yeah. Manager of the club said he's been, this one club said he's been actually stockpiling all year, and he's actually got himself 100 bottles. Nobody tell Diddy's assistant because, buddy.
That guy's fired.
They're going to be on your doorstep wanting your Cristal. Now, the Arizona Republic reported on last night's red carpet doings at the Scottsdale nightclub. Apparently, Diddy hadn't even arrived by the time the reporter went home just before midnight. Mm. But you know who was there? Jimmy Johnson from NASCAR.
Oh, NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson.
Co-host of the party.
Yeah.
Nick Lachey.
Oh, he's famous. Oh, he was married to Jessica Simpson.
Or something.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a party.
I'll say that's a party. I'm sorry I missed it. Well, let's stay with the booze. We'll get to the sports in a second. But with the booze, it turns out that even dogs can indulge in the bubbly. Remember dog beer? We now have wine for dogs. Yes, wine for your favorite canine. And how do we know? We know because of things called blogs. Our producer, Ian Chillog from West Virginia, found a link to a company called Bark Vineyards. Bark as in dog's bark, not tree bark. Bark Vineyards. And that vineyard makes wine for dogs. It's non-alcoholic, and it comes in flavors like Pinot Liccio, White Sniffintail, and Barkandy. As I understand it, it's just gravy.
It's just wrong.
You pour it over the kibbles and let Fido have at it. And then he wakes up with a hangover.
Are we a little puppy sommeliers coming up soon?
Oh, there's dogs who they bark endlessly about how great the wine was.
Unbelievable. If you're looking for the fountain of youth, you're not going to find it in face creams or at your doctor's office. This is where the sports comes in. Apparently, people who are athletic are literally biologically younger than those who don't do a whole lot. This is a new study from King's College in London found that people who exercise regularly, they are as much as 9 years younger than those who don't. The study looked at the biological molecules that measure the passage of years. Normally, the molecules, they shorten up as we age, which exposes us to more damage.
Okay.
But researchers found that people who exercise, that the molecules stayed nice and long, which effectively means their bodies were younger and fighting off the damage. So working out, good for your health, good if you want to stick around an extra 9-10 years.
It's like I've been saying since last March.
Mm-hmm.
41 is the new 32.
Ah, really?
Thank you.
What are you going to say this March 4th?
42 is the new 33. Fantastic. Now, Super Bowl fans may want to take it easy on Sunday, and I mean really take it easy. A new study of German soccer fans suggests that a fan who gets too stressed out over his or her favorite team may increase his or her risk of chest pain or cardiac arrest. Yes, your heart could stop if you get too excited about the Super Bowl. Of course, anybody who remembers the super fans of the Bears fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm having a heart attack. Hold on. According to a report in the new issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, the rate of heart attacks among German men was 3 times greater on days when the German national soccer team was playing than during other periods. That's 43 heart events per day as opposed to the normal 15. And the stats were worse for people with known heart conditions. Surprise, surprise. People with pre-existing heart conditions had 4 times as many heart incidents during soccer games. So that has experts warning Super Bowl fans like you, Allison, to make an extra effort to relax this weekend, not drink too much booze or eat too much fatty food.
I'll so just do a little yoga before we watch the Super Bowl.
You're going to extend your molecules, are you? take it easy at the Super Bowl party.
Alrighty.
Not too much fatty food. And lay off the booze.
Yeah, that's going to be my problem at the Super Bowl party, buddy.
You're out of control.
Yeah, that's my issue.
You're out of control.
Out of the two of us in this room. That does it for The Ramble. Check out our website, npr.org/Brian Park. We'll link up to all of those stories. I liked your Bears. Duh, Bears.
Yeah, I spent a lot of years thinking about that.